our Wednesday night service, and I hope all of you came expecting. I've been speaking about why God, and I'm going to continue on why God. But today, I want to also introduce to us something about why God, something inside of us. So with that being said, I want to welcome everybody across the nations that are logging on. You have a list of nations for us. I can say thank you. Republic of Serbia and Taiwan. Well, I welcome you guys that are logging on, and that's awesome. We're up to 60-something nations or so, or whatever it is. And so with your support, if you see that PayPal button, hit it, and we really appreciate it. With that being said, why God, right? Why God? Everybody wants to know why God, and I want you to know my God. How about that one? My God is not like everybody else's God. My God's different. You know why it's different? Because you don't know my God. You might think you know my God, but you don't know my God. My God is the God of truth. My God dwells within inside of me. How many people realize that their God doesn't dwell inside of them? They always are like God's over there. How many people have experienced that, even on their own? You see? And what about the God of truth? How many people don't want to really even look at the truth? It's very, very difficult to not look at the truth. Well, I want to talk about my God, and my God is actually inside of you. And there's a part that I want to bring out, and it's called willpower. How many people have ever heard of willpower? Okay. Well, do you know that willpower is not your will? It's not. It is when you don't want to look at the truth. But when you look at truth, that willpower is actually God's power. And I want you to begin to convert your willpower into God's power. Try to follow me on this one, okay? Have you ever been in denial with something and you don't want to look at the truth, but you have enough willpower to try to accomplish it? Has anybody ever been there before? Not wanting to really deny it, not really look at the truth, and be persistent on doing something on their own, so to say, you end up manipulating, you end up trying to control situations. It gets really, really bad. Well, that power, I would say, is the real willpower. But there's also another willpower that I want you to tap into, and this is why I say God, why God? Because without this power, you can do nothing. Without this power, nothing will remain, everything will fail, and it'll just get you in trouble. This power in itself will bless you beyond comprehension. It will bless you and prosper you beyond what you can even imagine. How many people would want to know about this power? Okay. It's relatively easy. There's a hope inside of us. It's not your hope. Do you know that? You have a hope. But the hope inside of you is not your hope. So for one thing, you have to surrender any imagination that you have as if it's yours. If you think it's your hope, it's not your hope. But I don't want you to lose hope. Because that hope inside of you will come to pass. It's meant to be. How many people really could comprehend what I'm trying to say as far as hopes are just dreams? They either come to pass or they don't. Have you ever felt that way? Yeah. Well, what if I told you that every bit of your hope will come to pass? If you follow my direction, if you follow my way, it will come to pass. But we have to have power involved in it. Faith, hope, love. I'm missing something. Is all God in you. So if I can paint this picture and you begin to start seeing the God of truth, oh, and honesty. Honesty or truth, but I like to say honesty or the facts. If I can paint this picture and you start grabbing hold of this, let the light come into you, your hopes will come to pass. Your desires will come to pass because your desires are your hopes just wanting to be manifested. How many of you are following me here? Okay? How many of us really want our hopes to come to pass? How many want a life? Okay. A life is your hope. Without hope, you have no life. Would you agree? Okay. So I want to fill you in on how to have a life. But you can't have a life without God. That's why I say, why my God? Why is my God different than your God? Because there are a lot of people out there holding on to God and going nowhere. They have no confidence. They have no direction. They're confused. They have no vision. So you can't say you have the same God as me. My God gives you confidence. My God gives you security. My God gives you direction. My God gives you peace. You see? So wouldn't you like to know my God? Yeah. So I want you to cast your God away. Get rid of it. Because your God isn't doing anything for you. Nothing. Nothing at all. This is a bold statement. But I have peace. Do you have peace? You see? I have joy. I have confidence. I have security. I have comfort. I have a helper. What do you have? You have a wish list. I don't have a wish list. I have a list that I'm checking off. You see? It's a little different. But how do you get this power? Now, I talked about darkness a couple weeks ago and last Wednesday, and I'm going to keep talking about powers and principalities because they're there. They're the prince of this world. They're out to kill you. They're out to destroy you. They're out to lie to you. They're there to literally destroy your whole entire life. They act as if they're your best friend. Oh, nobody knows. Nobody understands. Oh, they get their grips on you. Believe me. And then they become your best buddy. And sometimes they even reach a point of possession and that you're so far down into the closet, you can't come out and they just take full possession of you. Not many people understand this, but I would like to bring it out to them that I would say probably 75 to 85% of the population, I would even go as high as 90% of the population are possessed. Now, I'm not talking about possession of, you know, exorcism type, you know, picking yourself up, throwing you up against the wall and stuff like that. But I'm talking about literally taking your life and controlling it. How many people can understand what I'm saying? How about this? Why do I do the things that I keep doing that I don't want to do? Why is it that I keep doing this? Well, that's a possession. You're possessed. You are possessed. Don't think it's a bad thing or a scary thing or a fearful thing. Accept the fact that you're possessed and we can work with it. If you don't accept it and you're like, nah, guess what? That thing's camped out and you're the one that's not saying nah. It's the thing that don't want to leave is saying nah. How about that one? So if I said to you, you're possessed, would you agree with it? You see? I guess the first thing you were going to say is no. And I'll say, oh, okay, then why do you keep doing the things that you don't want to do? How come you don't have any control? How come you keep falling into the same trap over and over and over again? How come these infirmities are attacking you in some ways or another that you can't control? How come these things are happening? The God that I know, our shoes don't wear out, you know? The God that I know is the one that prospers you and clothes you and takes care of you and, you know, and the whole nine yards. How many people have read this book? This is called the Bible. Those that don't know it, it's a great book. If you're still filled with a bunch of darkness, I would recommend not to read it, because you need to be in the light to read it and understand it. But at the same time, you'll get some nuggets out of it. But I want to talk about the power that's inside of you. Let's put the darkness aside that is trying to destroy you. And let's focus on the power that's inside of you now. How many people have determination? Good. So that means that there's an inclination of God inside of you that I want to bring out. You got determination. There are some people that have no determination at all. None. They just gave up. Whatever. It don't matter. Whatever happens, happens. I love this one. God's in control, whatever. And not do anything about it. How about, anybody know any of those people? Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's God. God has the control. Listen, God in you has control. And we have to look at the facts. We have to look at the truth. And when we can look at the facts and we can look at the truth and we have honesty, and then we bring hope. We bring honesty and we bring hope. This is what begins to happen. Power begins to happen. Power begins to work inside of you. I think my battery might be going. Hey, Jim, how are we doing up there? I think maybe my battery might be going. I don't know. No? Okay. Okay, good. I just feel that there's a difference in sound out here somewhere. Excuse me if we are in technical difficulties. I think it's because we're entering into something that maybe the realm of darkness just not want anybody to hear. But I'm going to bring out this power out of you, because God is in you. Do you believe that God is in you? Yeah, I'm coming in and out here. I'm like, all right, Ken, you want to grab them batteries? I don't know if it's the batteries or not. Testing. All right. While we're getting this fixed. So this power that's inside of you, I want to bring this power out. I want to bring this power out in a way that you can manifest your hopes and your dreams. And give me a couple minutes here. I think you might be... You playing with the knobs up there or anything? No? There you go. Testing. All right. All right. How's that? Okay. Now, getting back to the power. We have God inside of us. All of us have God inside of us. But most of us don't realize that we have God inside of us. Most people think God is out there. They try to listen out there. They try to talk to him out there. They look for him out there. But in reality, my God dwells in each and every one of you. My God knows who you are and has planted dreams and visions and inspirations and hope inside of you. You're not alone. That's the thing. You're not alone. God, if we could, just like the darkness has caused us to do the things that we don't want to do, that we keep doing, I call it sin. Well, God can do the same thing in your life. He can possess you. I want God to possess me. And I want God to possess you. When God possesses you, you're filled with light. And that light only wants the best out of your whole entire being. That's all light wants. And why I say that is because God wants to be glorified. So when you get your dreams and your hopes and your inspirations and loves and all that other stuff, aren't you saying thank you? Aren't you grateful that those things are happening? You don't even know who you're grateful for. You're just like, oh, I'm so grateful. Well, God knows that you're actually praising Him. Now let's take the opposite. When things don't go well, what are you doing? You're probably cursing God, aren't you? Oh, God, I don't understand. How come I'm not getting these things? Whatever. Or you're just cursing. You don't even know you're cursing God, but you're just cursing. Well, the darkness is going, yeah! And we're actually worshiping what they want. So I want us to worship God, my God, the God of truth, the God with power, the God that's going to change your life forever. Now, you might be in some crazy circumstances. You might be right now in a chapter in your life, and I want to share something with you. Your life is nothing but a book, okay? And that book is already written. And based on that, you have chapters, seasons. And you have to understand that these chapters aren't going to change. You might have some bad areas in those chapters, at least you think that they're bad. But the outcome is good. And you have to just believe that. Now, would you like to go to your destiny straight, or would you like to go zigzag? Okay. Well, you're going to get to your place. Or you may not. You might just veer off to the left altogether and miss an opportunity or miss one of your hopes. When that happens, that means that you're on the wrong path. God wants you to take a straight path. God wants you to go straight to your destiny. So, how many want this God that I'm talking about? If you want this God, then you're at the right place, because I'm going to show you how. Yeah, I'm going to show you how. For one, you have to be honest. Honesty is part of God's power. And if you can be honest with yourself, you're allowing power to come in. Without power, you can do nothing. Just like your own self. If you had no strength, can you do anything? Okay. We need this supernatural power. We need supernatural power. So I want us to tap into this truth that I'm about to say. Honesty is the best policy here. And when you are honest with certain subjects, it is what it is, and you embrace it. And be honest and stop lying to yourself. You're going to increase the power that is inside of you. When you begin to start lying to yourself, it takes away the power. How many people are following me on this? Okay? This is number one, honesty. Another thing that will increase power in your life is love. You need to love. You need to love your life. You need to love the ones that are around you that mean the most important to you. Don't love the neighbor, because the neighbor doesn't care. You got to love what is so close to you, so dear. If there isn't anybody there, then love yourself. Because if you don't have love, you have nothing. This is God. Okay? If you can bring God into your life, which He is there, but you have to manifest it. If you don't manifest God in your life, you have no power. You're working off of a willpower that is from darkness that is only going to eventually destroy what you got going on. It'll backfire. If you're working on willpower, it will backfire on you. Okay? And that power is manipulation, control, drama, you know, freaking out and getting your way, having bad attitudes and all. It'll backlash, and it'll be worse off than you have ever anticipated. But if you manifest God's power, not willpower, and surrender, first of all, you have to surrender to the whole situation. That's what God wants, doesn't he? Surrender your life to me. That's my God wants. My God wants you to surrender your life to him. So when we surrender our life to him, we say we don't have any control. Right there, when you say you have no control, you're in a good shape, because now you're going to let the power of God begin to take control of you and be possessed. Possess you and cause you to do the things that you want to do. And you're going to keep on doing the things that you want to do rather than doing the things that you don't want to do. See, the scriptures say, why do I do the things that I don't want to do and I keep doing them? I paraphrased it. And then it says, because of sin that dwells within me. Well, that sin, I broke it down and let you know that it was darkness, demons, possessions. Well, it works the opposite too. You want to do what you want to do, right? Why do I keep doing the things that I want to do? That I keep doing, that I want to do? Well, it's because of not sin dwelling inside of you. And what is the opposite of not sin? God. Okay? So, realize that we can't do anything. If you can realize that and you can do nothing on your own, you're on the beginning stages. And beginning stages of success, I want to say. Then you lay your life down, okay? And you put your hopes and dreams out there on the table. And then you begin to be honest. You have to be honest about the situations. Take a situation that you're going through right now. What do you want to do? And be honest. What is hindering you from doing it? Be honest. Start being honest. When you start being honest, you are empowering yourself with God power. And then you got to bring love in. You got to love yourself. You got to not blame yourself for things. You got to put down, I want to call, the childish attitude and start feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, I wish I never did that. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I'm such a failure. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. How many people follow me here? Okay? You got to put it down. That's not God allowing that God power in you. Move on. It was yesterday. Who cares about yesterday? Yesterday's gone. Let's look about tomorrow. So what you need to do is you have to have a vision. You bring that vision in and you hold on to that vision. You hold on to hope and you build on that. That's more power. Now you're bringing God more power in your life because he's hope. Christ in you, the hope of all glory. So I can break it down and say, okay, hope is Christ, okay? God is love. God is truth, right? He's the way, the truth, and the life. And so when you begin to become real with yourself and honest with yourself, and you start laying these things out on the table, and then you look at the facts. The facts are, you didn't do anything wrong, right? How many times do we blame ourselves for things? All the time. We're so encamped with the lies all the time. We are innocent in everything that we do. Even if we intentionally did it, guess what? We're innocent. Because then the devil made us do it. You see, we were deceived in it. Have you ever been deceived in something? Come on now. Have you ever been deceived in something? You did something that you weren't really supposed to do, and you did it anyhow, and you knew you were doing it. Well, why did you do it? You don't know. Because of sin that dwells within inside of you. So basically what I'm saying is you're an innocent bystander, and you have to realize that you're an innocent bystander. You didn't do anything wrong. But you don't understand, Jim. You don't understand. I made it happen. No, you didn't. It was the thing that was possessing you made it happen. So if you can understand that you're an innocent bystander, then you'll be able to tap into the power that I'm talking about. One of the things that separates us from God is us. And the other thing that separates us from God is the darkness inside of us. The thing that brings us into God is His truth, is His love, is His hope, and His honesty, the facts. So if you can lay everything out on the table, how many of us are going through some storms right now? Okay, storms are good. How about just a life that you're dealing with that is frustrating? The same old thing over and over again, and you don't feel like you really need to labor like this. You want an easier life. How many people want an easier life? Okay, I truly believe that God wants to give you an easier life. Then we can go fall for the lie. Oh, that's being lazy. No, that's not being lazy. Every one of us deserves not to labor. Because God even says, my desire is that you enter into my rest. So that God can labor for us. We're not ones to strive. We shouldn't be striving. None of us should be striving. Not one of us. God says that He'll take care of everything, right? The birds of the air, the grass of the field, and how much more, you know, we love our children and we're so wicked that He loves us even more. So if we can hold on to the truth and let the truth set us free, we will be empowered. So I hope we leave here tonight understanding what willpower is, but not the willpower that you know of. Because your willpower is mixed with demonic. Your willpower is driven. Your willpower is manipulative, controlling, bad attitudes, the whole nine yards. But God's power, which is your will, you want your hopes, right? Okay, so you got to add will to that, right? It's just the wrong power that you were tapping in. You need to understand the God power. And if you can have God power in you doing it all, you'll illuminate with light. And light will overtake the darkness. And this is what happens when you're in the light. You think clearer. Your visions are brighter. You begin to establish a confidence and a boldness. Take, for instance, a boxing ring. Okay? When you have God power in you, it's like you're a heavyweight champion. And you're coming up with a featherweight. What kind of confidence are you going to have? You're going to have a lot of good confidence, aren't you? And you know that you're going to knock that guy out. It's almost like, why am I even going into the ring? I don't even have to work this one out. I don't even have to train. Ding, ding, ready? Pop. One knock. Out. Cold. No competition. Well, that's what I'm talking about. When you have God power in you, your life, it's not competition. You don't have to work it out. You don't have to fight. You don't have to struggle. It comes supernatural. God sends His helper. God begins to start sending His troops. God begins to start working things out on your behalf. He clears the water. He makes a way where there's no way. We just have to come into some faith. We have to come into believing. We have to begin to say to ourselves, you know what? I'm not really happy with the way I'm living right now. If you're not really happy with the way you're living right now, then you better listen to what I have to say. You better begin to realize that you've been manifesting your own willpower. Maybe you have no power at all. Maybe you lost all hope. Maybe you buried your head so deep in the sand that you don't even want to look at the situation. Maybe you got things going on and you're over here crying to yourself saying, you don't understand. Nobody understands my situation. Right there, your battle is lost. Right there, you're working off of some kind of power that I have no idea what it is. But it's not my God power. my God power gives you this confidence and the strength to get into that ring. And every day you're up against a featherweight and you're a heavyweight. Every day. I have said not too long ago, I need more people with God power in them because I feel like I'm the only one fighting the battles. I need some strong people. Let's go. I got to educate them on what God power is. We're getting worried and getting all worked up for what? If God is for you, who could be against you? If we're child of God, if we're supposed to be children of God, which we are, everyone out there that's listening is a child of God. Believe it. Well, I wasn't adopted, or I didn't go to church, or I didn't get baptized, or I never went to the altar and accepted him into my heart. I never did these things. Oh, well, they were just traditions. God never left you. He was always there. Those traditions are just for you to wake up and say, ooh, I have them now. But I'm here to say you don't have to go through those traditions. You have them. Just believe. Now, it's one thing to have them. That's great. You can go and, you know, pray and hope that he answers and all that. But how would you like to pray and know that your prayers are answered? Not hope that the one day they will be. So let me get the power of God in you. Okay? Let me get you to where you can bring God into yourself. And that whatever you ask, it'll be given unto you. Wouldn't you like that? Oh, Jim, that all sounds good, but how long do I have to wait for it? Is it ever going to happen? That sounds great, but, you know, I've never seen it happen yet. I don't know. I've been in the same kind of stuff before, and it never happened. It's because you skipped a lot of things. You keep manifesting all the wrong things. You know the truth, but the truth is so far from your heart. It's coming out of your mouth, but it's so far from your heart. You can't confess it and not manifest it. So we need to start laying down the foundation of getting this power in us. If we're still running around like a mess, and we got all this drama going on and we have no self-control, guess what? You're confessing with your lips, but your heart is so far from the truth. How many people do you know that are like that? Oh, I love God. Yeah, hallelujah. And then leaves and is like, the world is falling. Hello? What God are you serving? Where's he at? Are you embracing any of the truth? All right, let's sit down. Let's calm down. And let's be filled with some God power now. Let's look at the situation. Let's be honest. Let's look at the facts. Don't blame yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. Everything's going to be okay. And guess what happens? We start getting filled with power. And if we can do this in every circumstance of our life, we're going to be walking around like heavyweight champions. Because that's what God wants. God wants to empower us. He wants to empower us so that we can be pillars in the house. If we don't have any power, then all we are is nothing but hypocrites. Running around confessing what kind of God we serve and how great he is, and then at the same time our whole life is just miserable, upset, and we're even questioning our own faith. Have you ever questioned your own faith? Yeah. Did you ever ask if God is really real? You could have went to this ministry, that church, this religious organization, whatever. Maybe you never went to church at all, but you were brought up by your family of God, or maybe you just started learning about God. Of course none of this stuff's going to work unless you apply the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is that God is powerful and loving, and he's factual and honest. And if you can bring all these into your heart, And look at every situation that you're manifesting and look at with the attributes, I want to call the attributes of God. Then you're going to be filled with power. And you're going to have the power of God inside of you. I know this because I look at my own life. Okay, and I thank God for all that I'm going through, and I really do. I'm very grateful. In the carnal realm, you would say, oh my God, why would you even embrace that stuff? But it is what it is. I have a book that is written, and that book has been written since the foundations of the world, and I can't cry over it. Sometimes I have good chapters, and I'm really happy. And then there's times where I have bad chapters. Does anybody ever have bad chapters? Okay, well, I'm learning to keep my bad chapters just like my good chapters. Why should I be making my bad chapters bad when in reality he turns all things around for the good? I just can't see it. I'm blind. I'm blind because I don't have the God power in me when those chapters come up. I turn the page, I get done a real good chapter, and I turn the page, and I'm, next thing you know, I'm reading my chapter of my book, and it's like, ugh, and then what? I don't like what I read? And then next thing you know, I forgot all about God. Aren't we all the same? Well, if we can exercise ourselves and train ourselves and equip ourselves up with the truth, then when you turn that page and you start reading your chapter, it's almost like, ha-ha, I'm not going to be tricked. No, no, no. Because God's going to turn this around for the good. I can't see it right now because I'm in a storm and I have darkness that's manifesting. But I bet you, if you apply what I have to say, you will master the darkness and the darkness will flee and every chapter in your book becomes a good one. The only reason why it's a bad one is because you haven't mastered the darkness that is inside of you, who is lying to you and not telling you that it's a good one, but it's a bad one. They didn't even want me to say that. Trying to choke me. It's a bad one. But it's not a bad one. It's a good one. You just don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You have no idea what tomorrow's going to bring. It happened to me just today. You get all these lies in your head, and next thing you know, you get God power. You look at the facts. I apply to what I preach. And it works. It's tried and tested, or I would never even tell you. So I mastered it. I know the power of God. And I destroyed the works of the enemy and tore down those lies. And I faced it rather than running from it. How many of us ran from our problems? How many of us have created a scenario over our problems and made them worse than what they were? Ah, perfect. And there you go. Now you understand what I'm trying to say. We do it to ourselves all the time. We take situations in our lives and we create an imagination and make it worse than whatever it is because we're listening to lies. The lies are saying to us, blah, 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 and it's keeping you from doing what you really need to do. If we would just sit down and be filled with the power of God, look at the situation, stop blaming ourselves, we didn't do anything wrong. You understand? And then we begin to be honest with ourselves. And then we embrace the love of God. And then we start loving ourselves. And then we begin to start putting some hopes and visions in it and dreams. And start and having some inspiration of hope. And then face it. And then God begins to manifest and work things out. Because you don't know what's going to happen. But I guarantee if you equip yourself with God's power, he then be able to work through you and work with you. And next thing you know, he prepares a way where there is no way. And by the time you show up, by the time you face it, everything else is laid out for you. Oh, we took care of everything for you. And then you leave like, what the heck? Why was I being fooled? Well, you weren't being fooled. You were being deceived by lies that were just trying to destroy your life. Just trying to make it worse. Just trying to make it worse. But if you just look at the facts, listen, if you're going through financial issues, they're only monetary. There's no value on this earth. You know that? You're the one that puts value on things. But God, there is no value with God. So whatever you look at as value, don't look at it anymore. It's only money. It's no big deal. Do you know that money controls most of people's lives? They control their decisions. They control everything. And they're choked by the cares of money. You shouldn't be choked by the cares of money. And there are other things that choke us. Why are we letting these things choke us? What do you want? What do you desire? Why aren't you having it? Why aren't those things coming to pass? Because you're not being filled. You're not being filled with the truth. You're not being filled with the power of God. If you listen to me and you begin to take what I am saying, get this tape, listen to it over and over, find the real truth of how to get God's power in you, begin to build yourself up in the power of God and watch your life change. God will not have fellowship with darkness. He can't. So the darkness will flee. How many want us to be delivered? How many really want to be delivered? Okay, I could sit here all day and cast out devils all day long. Okay? But first of all, if light doesn't come in, God can't deliver you. Because God is light. So if I can't minister light into you and you can't see it, those devils ain't going anywhere. Okay? Yes, do I have authority in heaven to do it? Yes, 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 yes. I can cast devils out all day long. Watch them squirm around on the floor. Okay? And they'll leave. But there are some that I can't cast out. And the reason is because the light will not be seen by you. You need to see the light. So as soon as you agree to the light and begin to see the light, then God in you can begin to do the deliverance. God in you will cast out darkness. The light will cast out darkness automatically. So the best way to cast out darkness in your life is look at the truth. And when you submit and agree with the truth will set you free. I'm giving you all the keys on how to self-deliver yourself so that you can come into the light and your whole situation will change. How many of us are believing lies? Come on, be honest with yourself. You're believing lies. All right, how about this one? How many times have you ever thought that you were fat? Oh, okay. You're believing a lie. Okay? You're believing a lie. Even if you were, you're believing a lie because you're not. You see that? You're believing a lie. We don't realize how many times we believe lies. I use that one and that example because everybody in this age feels that way. That's something that we can all relate with. Amen? Think about it. It's not for anyone to be offended by. Think about it all day long. But who's telling me? Who's saying these things? And the reason is because we're believing them. We're believing them. You know, I look at some pain and I look at suffering and I'm saying to myself, why is this coming? Somehow or another, we're believing it. Now, I'm not asking you to take and start playing basketball like John over there. But at the same time, why are we getting depressed over it? Why are we fueling the lie? You see? You want to change your circumstances. Then be filled up with the power of God and let the power of God fight your issues. We have issues. All of us have issues, and those issues cause us to do the things or be the things that we don't want to be or do. And so these issues, we need the light of God to come in and do the work for us. I don't care what self-help group you go to and what, you know, self-program you go to or the clubs that you join or whatever, they're not going to work until you actually allow the truth, the God power that I'm talking about, enter into your life. And it's very simple. If I could say it's a five-step process, I would say it's a five-step process. One of the things, though, is you have to have patience. I've seen literally miracles happen overnight. Literally. I've seen miracles happen overnight. Signs, wonders, and miracles happen. When I went to minister to somebody and I spoke truth into somebody's life and they actually agreed with it and they saw the light, boom, circumstances changed instantly. Instantly. And then there is other times where I saw it where I need to build on that hope and constantly speak into that person's life and say, do you remember the word? Do you remember the word? Don't leave the word. Don't leave the word. And then eventually they finally hold on to it and agree with it. They look at themselves. They see the light. And then the light comes and gives them their miracle. This is how it works. What keeps your miracle from happening is your darkness. Your own demons are keeping your blessings. Your own darkness is keeping your blessings. Your own issues are keeping your blessings. Well, Jim, you don't understand. The economy is really bad out there. I don't want to hear it. You got to look at why you're saying what you're saying. It's a lie. Who told you? Maybe it is, but it does it have to mean for you? Why you? What makes you, you know? That person got a job. That person won't got a job. How come that person was cured with cancer and you're not? What's going on? Oh, they took 10, you know, chemotherapy things and I only took 9. You sure about that? Maybe that person had willpower, but tapped into the God power that I'm talking about and didn't even know it. Could that possibly be? Could it possibly be that somebody actually tapped into what I was saying and said, let me sit down and look at the facts. And you know what? I didn't do anything wrong to deserve this. And I love myself and I'm not letting this happen. And I'm going to have a future and a hope. Well, geez, guess what? That person just got filled with God power. Now, why can't we do that? Why can't we do that all the time? Right away, you know, I must have been really hard on myself. That's why I'm the way I am. I should have been doing things a little bit different. Maybe I should have been doing it right. Well, who said that you were doing it wrong? Oh, well, you don't know. I don't think so. I went to everybody and I'm still the same way. Really? Who told you that? Maybe they didn't know what they were talking about. Could it be? Well, you know, they got every excuse in the book. Have you ever talked to anybody that has issues? They never want to look at the facts. They never want to look at the truth. They give you every excuse in the book. They are professionals at excuses. How many people are following me here? I mean, they got a list. They're professional. And you know what? You can't tell them anything different. Okay. But you don't understand. And you know, okay. All right. You're right. You got it. You're right. I don't even want to deal with those. I'd rather deal with someone who's just sick and tired of being sick and tired and have done everything they possibly could have done, and now they're willing to listen. Great, you came to the right place. Please listen to me. I'm asking those out there, please listen to me. Please listen to me, because I know the God that I know can change your circumstances, and you don't even have to say 50,000 Hail Marys. You don't have to say 25 or five. You don't have to kneel down and pray to Mecca at 12 or 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning, or whatever it is. You don't have to see the Buddha. You don't have to do any of these things, okay? You don't have to follow the law. God loves you just the way you are. My God loves you just the way you are. And you don't even have to do 10 push-ups or 20 sit-ups or anything. You don't have to do nothing other than apply what I'm saying. Other than embrace the word that I'm saying. And if you listen to the word that I'm saying, my God will love you unconditionally and change your life. And you will begin to worship the God that I know. The one that fills you up with peace and joy and happiness and cleanses you from all your unrighteousness. And he'll even take it another step further. He'll even enlighten you, and you'll understand what's in this book to reinforce what's going on. To confirm that what you're doing and what you're listening to is right. It's 100%. My desire is for you to come into your destiny. There is not a bone inside of me that wants to see you go down a bad road. All I have inside of me is that your heart is 100% fully filled. Isn't that nice? I know where our battles are. I know where they are. And you know, if I can get your heart equipped, your heart will transform your life, because that's where the life is. And your heart right now is thinking bad. Your heart is thinking wrong. Your heart is not in a place where you have life. Your heart is agreeing and believing too many lies. And if I can get your heart to agree with the truth, you're going to be transformed. Your whole entire life will be transformed. And you will come into places and dreams and hopes and desires that you've never even comprehend or imagined. That's what's really cool. My God has a purpose for you, and you can't even see it. But I'll give you a hint on what it is. You ready? What do you want so bad? It's yours. That's part of his plan. What do you desire so much? What do you want so much?
Well, I don't even know, because I can't even imagine.
Well, that's because the darkness inside of you has blinded you so much you can't even come close to seeing it. Well, I don't even know what I want. Well, you're really far gone, so let's start working on you. You see? I know what I want, and I'm going to fill you in a little bit. Out of the most out of everything, you ready? I want joy. I don't care if I'm sitting on a corner somewhere, just fill me up with joy. And you know what the other thing I want the most? Peace. I don't care if I'm sitting on the corner with nothing, but I'm filled with peace. I'm in great shape. And you know what else I want? I want to be right. I don't want to be wrong. I want righteousness. I want to know that I'm good. I'm okay. I didn't do anything wrong. And I have it. All the other stuff doesn't mean anything to me. See, this is where you'll eventually get to. Right now, you got things that mean something to you. And I can understand. They're good to have. You need those things to get you where I'm at. You see? But look at Solomon's life. And I love it so much, because I look at it and I say, man, I think I got there. And he had everything, didn't he? And then he started looking at it and said, vanity, 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 all is vanity. And then he started really coming down to it. It's like, what is really life? Life is just being able to have peace. Life is able to have joy and righteousness. It's not about the other things, but those other things have to come to reach this other place. And so I want those things to come into your life. I want to help you get those things coming into your life so that you can really taste the peace and joy. You know why people don't know why if they want it or not? Because they never tasted it. Until they taste the true peace that I'm talking about and the true joy that they're talking about, man, you could be sitting somewhere in a really ugly place and still feel good. You can be in a really ugly situation and still feel good. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, I know that sometimes I'm a hard person to read because it could be shaking and trembling and earthquakes all around me. And I'm over here going, hi, how you doing? I'm doing fine. But Jim, you don't understand. You know, I'm okay. It'll be fine. Everything will be all right. Okay. All right, something's up there. Something's up. There's nothing up. I just got peace and joy and happiness, you see? So if I can take a moment, and if we could just close our eyes for a moment, just put yourself in a situation and come agree with me. Agree the fact that you don't have God power in you. How many would actually agree? Just a nod of a head would help. You agree that you don't have any God power in you? If you think you got God power in you, you're in bad shape. Because you don't have any God power in you. You might have a glimmer of it. Every once in a while, you're a positive talker. Oh, let's be positive today. But you got God power in your heart. That's what I'm talking about. Because what a person thinketh in his heart, so he is. And if your life isn't happy where you want it to be, then we're lying to ourselves again. And we just keep lying to ourselves. And that still little voice is so close to the light of the world, I guess you can say, that we're deceived. So I pray, Lord, come in. Let them have this word of truth. And let them be able to look at the facts. Let them be at a point of contentment with you, not being anxious for anything, kind of just waiting on you, being patient. And then lay it out. Lay the situation out. Let them be honest with themselves. What do they want? And what's hindering them from getting what they want? It could be somebody in your life. You might have to get rid of that person. You might have to boot them out. You might have to say, hey, listen, go take a hike. Get a life. But let the facts come in. And agree with it. Don't worry about the boldness and the courage. God will fill you with that power. He'll give you the boldness. He'll give you the courage. You'll get to the point where you'll become a heavyweight boxer. But lay the truth down. Look at what's hindering. Ask God to help you. Ask God to start showing you. Start having a vision. Start getting those visions. Start seeing the vision. Start seeing the hope. Hold on to the hope. Embrace it. Tell him, this is what you want. This is what I want, God. It's what he wants, anyhow. And then he'll work on you. He'll start filling you with power. And he'll give you wisdom. He'll enlighten you with the words to say. He'll show you how to handle yourself. And he'll do everything for you. He'll move you by his spirit. He will endure you and move you. Yield to it. You might say, whoa, God, I didn't expect this. But yield to it. And say, okay, God, I'm coming. I'm doing it with you. And do it together. He'll go with you. And he won't leave you. Nor he won't forsake you. And he'll do it. And you'll do it together. And as you see, when you knock down your opponent, and you really knock them out for the first time, you're going to say, you know what? I like this power. I like how you handled the situation, God. Through me, I did it. It was through me that you did it with me. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me this power. I thank you for giving me this courage. I thank you for giving me this strength. I thank you, Lord, for giving me this wisdom. This is what he wants. He wants you to glorify him. I want to thank all that came here tonight. You came here for a reason. Because God wanted to empower you. You're listening tonight. You're listening to this message because God wants to empower you. It's not by accident that you're here. It's not by accident that you're listening. Because God is saying, it's time now for me to empower you. If that wasn't the case, you wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be listening. I know that. I know that for sure. So I want to thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen and amen. Let's give him a hand of praise.